Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Excuses. Have you made some? A mother wrote this excuse note to an amused teacher. Please excuse Roland from PE for a few days. Yesterday he fell out of a tree and misplaced his hip. Ouch! Here's another excuse. Mary could not come to school today because she has been bothered by very close veins. Yes, those veins are very close. Robbie's teacher said, "You're late, and where is your homework?" Robbie replied, "It just slipped out of my hands and blew away. That's why I'm late. I ran after it." One more. My father was really nervous on the weekend, and he used the pages of my assignment to make paper boats. I once told a teacher I had my homework in my shirt pocket and my mom washed it. But the prince of excuses was a guy named Moses, the prince of Egypt. You can read his astounding story in the book of Exodus. God visits Moses and asks the unthinkable, "Lead my people out of slavery to their new home, the promised land." Let the excuses begin. And they did. Five of them. Who am I? I don't have answers. Who will believe me? I can't speak. I'm not qualified. Essentially, Moses said, "Here am I, Lord. Send my brother Aaron." Moses' name is now synonymous with the Ten Commandments, great leadership, and Charlton Heston. But not then. For 40 years, he'd been schooled in Egypt, but fled after murdering an Egyptian. His next 40 years were spent in the sizzling sand, being schooled by God and a herd of stubborn sheep. It was the ideal training ground for the next 40 years of leading God's stubborn people through the wilderness, where he was schooled by difficulty and taught by God. But now, all he could think of were his shortcomings and those five excuses, which came lightning fast for a slow speaker like Moses. Each contained the word I or me. I ain't good enough. I ain't qualified. Who am I? So God reminded Moses of who he was. The great I am, the indescribable one, eternally present. That's really all Moses would need. "What do you have in your hand?" God asked. "A stick," said Moses. "Throw it on the ground," said God. And the first of 100 miracles occurred. We're to take what we've got, aren't we? It doesn't seem much, but when we stop with the excuses and trust God with what he's given us, the miracles begin. When Moses and his brother Aaron went to visit pig-headed Pharaoh, God said, "I will be with both of you as you speak, and I will instruct you both in what to do." He is with us. But maybe that's not your problem. Maybe you feel overqualified. You say, "Yes, I'm awesome. I can't believe God didn't take notice of my remarkable abilities long before. He is so blessed to have me on his team. I will be starting quarterback." But God doesn't need us to be awesome. He is. The overqualified often overlook our need for God. He doesn't need us to be awesome, just available. Psalm 32:8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." Excuses. Do you have one today? A little guy told his teacher, "I couldn't do my math because I have a solar-powered calculator and it was cloudy all weekend." Do things seem cloudy? Focus not on your weaknesses. Knowing them is healthy. Using them as an excuse is not. Focus not on your shortcomings, but on God's limitless sufficiency. He has promised to be with us. That's all we really need. So the next time we default to excuse mode and think, "Who am I?" let's ask instead, "Who is God?"
Looking for a simple way to help kids connect with the Bible? This month, Laugh Again is offering Rethink, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun and practical tool for parents and children to explore God's Word together. With colorful illustrations and four easy steps, it helps families learn how to read, reflect, pray, and live out Scripture each day. Request your free copy today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.